That's Jackson Canary by the Ben Fold 5, a new album out on the Passenger record label. We have Ben Fold from the Ben Fold 5 on the telephone. Hello, Ben.
Hey.
How's it going?
Going well. How's it going with you?
We're doing a late night talk show, so it's going okay. We just got done talking to an astronaut and a drug guru and a guy who explores...
An astrogeophysicist and biologist.
Did you get all that?
Yeah, hermaphrodite.
Yeah, now we're talking to a piano player.
Cool.
So, Passenger Records, what kind of a label is that?
It's basically Caroline Records, really.
Caroline Records puts out a lot of grunge music. I didn't think they did anything with piano in it.
Yeah, well, they covered this one up and just wrote Passenger on it instead.
Okay, change the name of the label and they can put out whatever they want. Then maybe the next record on the label will be reggae or something.
Yeah, just like be trumpet records.
Okay, so you're a piano player.
Yes.
And your band is called the Ben Folds Five, and there's three of you. You got Robert Sledge playing the bass, and Darren Jesse playing the drums.
Right.
And Ben Folds, that's you playing the piano.
Yeah.
There's three of you, and the band is called Ben Folds Five.
I know, we just figured that out. That sucks.
Yeah, what's up with that? How'd that happen?
False advertising.
I guess. Who are the other two guys?
Sue me. There was never two other guys. We wanted to, you know, we thought that Ben Folds 3, and it didn't sound good. It didn't have the fricatives in it, you know.
It didn't have panache.
Yeah, it didn't sound cool. This said Ben Folds 5, like C5O. It just had more of a sound to it, you know.
Still beats the Max Weinberg 7, if you ask me.
Yeah, so it doesn't flow very
well. So this new record is self-titled. It's called Ben Folds 5. How long has it been out?
3 weeks now.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I must be onto this pretty fresh. How's it been selling?
I think it's been selling pretty well. I don't know. I haven't seen exact figures on it. I know that they've reordered up to, I think, 16,000 as of last week. So I think that for you know, being, you know, a little unknown band from Chapel Hill, that's pretty good so far.
We just played a song called Jackson Cannery.
Yeah.
Did you work there?
No, but a friend of mine worked at Haynes Hosiery. Which is, you know, basically...
I bet that came in handy for his girlfriend.
Yeah. Drilling really come in handy for anything, actually. I don't think it paid that well either, but Jackson Cannery was kind of a fictional place, but it's based on Haynes Hosiery.
When are you going to hit the road?
We've been hitting the road. I'm home for a week, but we're going back out with Heather Nova. We just got off the road with Better Than Ezra. And we'll be out with Heather for a month.
Better Than Ezra's in town tonight.
Yeah, good.
And you're not there.
We're not there. We dropped off in in Iowa City. But I think the Dam Builders are with them still.
Yeah, the Dam Builders.
When are you guys going to play in the Queen City of the Midwest, as dubbed by Mark Twain, Cincinnati, Ohio?
Cincinnati. Well, that's not on the Heather schedule, but I'm sure we'll get there before the end of the year. One hit there in Cleveland too.
Now everybody else drags along an electronic keyboard, but you drag along a baby grand.
Yeah.
Now what is that? And most people who play piano actually make the hall provide the piano.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, we figured out how to move a piano, and it's a baby grand, and you know, figured out how to get it amplified, and it's actually a pretty major feat in and of itself. And now, you know, we play six band night at crappy clubs, and the whole nine yards. Anything a guitar band can do, we try to get in those situations, and it's a lot.
Now, you guys aren't one of those keyboard trio bands that just has a vendetta against guitar players, are you?
No, we try. You know, we admire the guitar.
I'm telling you right now, it didn't work for Keith Emerson. Those guys just suck.
We don't want to do a bunch of brainy music like that. I think, really, I love guitar, and we just couldn't find a place for it because me and Robert play so busy, and we filled it up, and the guitar players didn't work, so we just left it at piano, bass, and drums, and he plays through a lot of, you know, big muff distortion, and I break a lot of strings, and it kind of seems to get a similar effect.
So who gets to move the piano to all the gigs?
That's me and the guys. I mean, mostly me and my friend Trey, who comes along with kind of tour manages.
Is it a collapsible piano or something?
Yeah, I mean, no more than any other. I mean, most pianos are a little more portable than you might think. you knock the legs off of it and put it on its side and you roll it in. And, you know, the club people always ask the same, was it stay in tune? And have you ever heard of a digital keyboard? But
those digital keyboards just don't sound right, do they?
No, they suck, man. I hate those things. I tried a couple of times using that, but you know, people usually use those if it's working out. The other sounds are equally as cheesy, and it all balances out. Or they've got a guitar player to cover up the sound. But for us, it's all real, and the piano has got to do all the work. So the electric keyboards, they just don't happen.
What kind of piano do you use?
It's a Baldwin.
Do you have some sort of endorsement deal with Baldwin?
Yeah, yeah.
You do?
Yeah, we just got a little endorsement with Baldwin. So
free pianos?
Well,
so you can set them on fire like Jerry Lee Lewis?
they'll give me parts anyway.
They'll give you free strings.
Yeah, yeah. I get strings and hammers, which come in handy because they those break a lot.
What's that piano weigh?
Oh God, maybe 800 pounds. Something like that. Almost, more than my girlfriend.
Has it ever gotten out of control when you're trying to wheel it around somewhere? Ah, runaway piano. You ever had to chase it down?
It fell on my little brother one time.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Is he okay?
Yeah, he's okay. I was kind of worried for myself. Mom was kind of pissed.
so you drop an 800-pound piano on your brother, and yeah. The first thing you think about is, oh, damn, Mom's going to kill
Isn't
me.
Isn't that the way it is with your little brother, though? I mean, that's always, that's it's like me and him were climbing up the dresser drawers when we were like 2 and 4 years old, and we pulled the whole thing down on ourselves, and I got out from under, and I ran away because I thought I was going to get in trouble for pulling it on my brother.
So you just left him there covered with underwear and socks.
Yeah, but actually, he was fine, though. People who haven't had a lot of experience with moving the piano have a hard time listening to the order get out of the way.
Right.
It started falling, and he thought he could catch it, and it was a real slow fall. It was a real non-event. He just kind of went, and then he was kind of under it, and we got it off.
Well, it was in slow motion to him, I bet.
Like $6 million man or something.
Yeah, he'll never do that again.
So what's Chapel Hill all about? You got a million bands on independent labels coming out of Chapel Hill. Half of them are good, half of them stink. What's the scene like down there?
I think it's real creative. I think there's a lot of really cool stuff down here. My personal favorites are, I like the Archers of Loaf a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And Squirrel Nut Zippers are great. Superchunk. There's a Zen Frisbee. I don't know if you've heard of them. It's a fantastic band.
Not familiar with Zen Frisbee.
Zen Frisbee is great, but they... I don't know whether they really care to get out of town or not, but
Do they have a band in Chapel Hill called Big Hunk of Cheese?
Called what?
Big Hunk of Cheese.
Big Hunk of Cheese? I don't think so.
Those guys...
Summer, any band called Big Hunk of Cheese in Chapel Hill?
This is Ben Folds checking.
Don't think so.
Don't think so?
No.
So when are you going to have another record coming out? They always say you have your lifetime to write your first record, but you have 3 months to write your second.
Yeah. I'm not gonna have a lot of time for. Well, but I've written a lot of songs. I'm ready for the next record.
Are you gonna put more lush orchestration on it?
Yeah, that's something I want to do more of. I'll probably ease into that because I'm sure that the budget and time will dictate when I deserve to have an entire orchestra.
Okay, well, we're gonna play the next song that I told you off the air we were gonna play. So why don't you introduce it and say the name of your band again and everything? Plug yourself.
Ladies and gentlemen, how's this? Okay, I'll start with the ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Ben Folds 5 from Chapel Hill and Underground.
On WAIF.
On WAIF with Chris and Rob.
I was never cool in school. I'm sure you don't remember me.